Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. So, 10 red flags in dating. So the first 5 are going to be red flags during the first date, and the other 5 are going to be red flags during the dating process, okay? So red flag numero uno. Red flag number 1. He talks constantly and negatively about his ex or his baby mother, who is technically still his ex. The danger in that is twofold. Number one, he may not be over his ex, which is why he keeps talking about it. And he feels like talking about that person negatively will make him feel better. It doesn't make him feel better. It makes him sound bitter. The second reason why this may be a red flag is because the way people talk about people that used to be in their life, that used to be associated with them, that at one point in time you actually genuinely loved or liked at the very minimum, it shows how they treat people who can no longer do anything for them, how they treat people that are no longer in their lives. And that can be a sure red flag on how they could possibly potentially treat you if you happen to break up. It just isn't a nice thing for someone to come on a first date and constantly talk about their ex. And even if they're not talking about their ex negatively, to actually even be mentioning your ex on a new date is a major red flag for anybody. Your ex should be the furthest from your mind. If you're still talking about them, then go back to them. Don't move on to me, boo. You ain't ready for all of this. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. So if you want to keep talking about the past, then go back there. Period. Now, the second red flag in the first date period is he asks you to go. He asks you, my boyfriend always says, asks. He asks you to go half on your date. Now, this is a very controversial subject, and I don't know why it's controversial. It should be so simple. A man always pays on the first date, period, blank, too. Okay? There should be no argument. If you called me out of my house on this cold winter day, if I spent 2 hours getting ready, if I accepted your request to go on this date, the least you can do is pay for our meal. It is just the right thing to do. If you could not afford to go on this date, you shouldn't have asked me. I will never forget going on this date with this freaking guy. He was actually like one of the UK's biggest artist cousin, okay? So here's me thinking, it's gonna be cute, it's gonna be fun. So he paid for the meal, right? On the way home, he asks me to pay him back for the meal. He's like, can we go to the cash point? I'm struggling at the moment, money's quite tight. I'm kind of gonna need the money back from the date. I said, what? I'm like, yeah, cool. Fine, yeah, I'll give you your money back. Like, in my mind, I'm like, this is the last time you'll ever hear from me. My point is, do not go on a date if you cannot afford it, right? There's been so many arguments about this thing. Some guys say, I just want her to look like she wants to pay. I'm not going to look like I'm going to pay because I'm not paying. Why do you want me to act like I'm going to pay if I'm not going to pay? Why am I playing games? I'm gonna sit there, look pretty, look at the waiter, look at you, look at the waiter, look at you, and say, what's up? The guy even starts getting funny when the bill comes. It's a red flag. Be warned, okay? This may be a stingy man, or he may not be able to afford to date you. I'm not saying I'm expensive. Just gotta have some money. You just gotta have a bit of money. Red flag number 3 concerning first dates. He does not plan the date and constantly asks you, so what do you want to do? Nothing grinds my gears more than a guy that has called me out of my house, then wants to ask me, what do you want to do? Babe, you should have been planning this. Like, this may be personal, but for me, there's nothing worse than a passive man. He's showing you how he's going to be in a relationship. Some people don't mind that. Some people are like, oh yeah, maybe we can do this. I don't know, maybe this is a personal preference, but I cannot stand a lack of organization. Please, baby. If you're gonna bring me out of my house, at least know what we're going to be doing. You text me and you say, Brini, looking forward to seeing you tonight. This is the address. Would you like me to pick you up? Would you like to meet me there? How are we going to arrange this? We women, we just want us to slot in. We want you to be organized. We want to be operating in our most feminine energy. And feminine energy is really just showing up, just being present, not worrying about what we're going to do, what we're going to do. I don't want to plan the day. You plan it. Man up. And like I said, this may be personal, this may be a personal red flag, but for me, you're showing me that this is how you're going to be during our relationship, just passive and oh, whatever you want to do. No. Remember, like in My Wife and Kids, Junior used to always be like with, not Junior, it was a Junior. Oh, what's her name? Claire. Was it Claire? I can't remember. Her and her boyfriend used to be so stupid. She's like, what do you want to do? And he's like, what do you want to do? And she's like, what do you want to do? I ain't doing that. We not doing that. Okay? Come correct. Organize yourself. Plan it. And let me be my feminine self. And let me just slot right in. If you want to get a girl to be like, my man, be organized. Be assertive. Plan ahead. Period. But most guys, I feel like, know this. Some guys out here are just janky. Like, they need to just stop. Red flag number 4. He keeps cancelling or postponing the date. Okay, once it's an emergency, is okay. Twice, Brini's angry. 3 times is completely unacceptable. You're showing me that I'm not a priority in your life. And unless you're the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom trying to negotiate Brexit deals, you're not too busy to go on a date. It's never about busyness, it's about priority. You like me? You're going to want to see me ASAP. So if a guy is out there and you're just feeling like he keeps cancelling, what's happening? I thought we were good, but I can never see him. That's a red flag. That's showing you that you're not going to be a priority in his relationship. Whatever's taking his attention is going to be number 1. So if a guy wants to meet with you, he will make sure. On the flip side of that, there are times and seasons where we are busy, right? There may be a guy who may be looking after his mum or his parents because they're ill. His boss is on his neck with assignments. He may be moving out of his house. That is completely fine. Sometimes it just isn't the right season to date. And I just wish people would understand themselves enough to know when it is good for them to date and when it's bad for them to date. Even some of you guys are out there dating knowing full well you don't even want a relationship right now. You're not even ready for a relationship. Your focus may be school. Your focus may be getting your master's. And that's okay. Just do not lead anybody on. Do not waste anybody else's time because you can't get your own time in order. Know what you're doing. Know what's happening in this present season of yours and be able to communicate. It's fine if he's too busy for you now, but he can't expect you to wait until he's not busy. So we just got to weigh up our options, baby girl. Red flag number 5 on a first date. He does not stop talking about himself. This is how I test it, right? I'm naturally a conversationalist, right? I'll ask you questions until the cows come home. But if you do not once reciprocate the question back to me, hey, how many kids do you want? About 4. How many kids do you want? It's just a natural part of communication. If this guy is constantly talking about himself, it is a red flag. I will take that as you're not interested in me enough to want to know more about me, or you're too interested in yourself. Well, a lot of guys go on first dates to impress you, but for what? To what end? What are you trying to impress me for? If this isn't even going anywhere, why do you need to impress me? Sometimes it's for the sake of their own ego, and that has nothing to do with you. But if you're constantly talking about yourself, you're telling me that our relationship is going to be one-sided. And one thing about me is I know you care about me when you listen to me, when you give me eye contact. That's how I know that you care about me. If you do not listen to me, if you don't want to know more about me, I automatically take that as a switch off, and I'm switched off. I'm turned off. So the next vibe is you guys have been dating for some time now. Things are going well. They're going. I won't say they're going well, but they're going, right? So red flag number 6 would be he does not talk about the future or future plans. He doesn't make his intentions known. What is his plan for these constant beautiful dates? Where are we going? If you have to ask a guy, and guys out there, if a girl has to ask you, where is this going? It's already wrong. It's already wrong. It means that you haven't made her feel secure enough to actually know that, okay, we're getting to know each other, which is cool. And hopefully, if all things go to plan, I would like to be in a relationship with you. That is someone that's intentional. That is someone that's making their intentions known to you. If a guy says, we're just going with the flow, that's a red flag. And I understand going with the flow, but even the flow has a destination. It's going somewhere. If a guy can't actually vocalize to you after 2 months, 3 months, where this relationship is going, it's going nowhere, okay? It's going nowhere. And as long as you're okay to just date for the sake of dating, then cool. But I think for me, speaking for me, I'm not okay in this stage of my life just to date for the sake of dating. If I'm dating you, it's going somewhere. To a relationship, to marriage, it has a destination, right? So red flag number 6 is he doesn't talk about the future that includes you. Red flag number 8, he wants to change you. You can tell that a guy really, really likes you when he just likes everything about you. He wants to be around you. You're like fun to him. Even your annoyingness is fun. Even your bad jokes is cute to him. You are so cute to this guy. He just likes you. You can tell when someone likes you, right? When you like someone, everything about them is cute. Like my boyfriend, sorry, I keep talking about my partner because I love him so much. But he said to me the other day, I just realized that I really like you. I mean, obviously he loves me, right? But he said to me, I just realized that I really like you. Like, I just like you, right? And that is the best place to be in. Someone that accepts you. My partner said there's nothing like bad about you that I don't like. Even things that you may feel are negative or bad about you are not an issue to me. Right? As someone that wants to change you, that doesn't completely accept you for who you are, is a major red flag. And you will hear it come out in their conversation, or maybe things that you do, or maybe their frustrations if you don't do something or whatever. Like, genuinely like somebody, everything about them is cute to you. It's not annoying, it's not frustrating. So if you're dating a guy that wants to change you, that is frustrated by you, it's a major red flag. You cannot be with someone who does not accept you for you, whether it's your culture, whether it's your religion, whether it's your way of doing things, whether it's your way of talking. The person has to accept you, period. The same way you have to accept them. Are there things we should change? Absolutely. But I'm a change because I want to change. I'm only going to change when I want to change. So if you can't accept me for who I am right now, then it's not going to work. The same way I have to accept you, the same way you should accept me. Red flag number 9. He withholds information from you. So it's not really lying, is it? But he doesn't tell you important things. There's nothing worse than someone that is shady, and you ladies know when a guy is just plain shady. There's something about him that you can't pinpoint. He is just not all the way honest, and you find out that he's been withholding information from you, and he cannot see what is wrong with that. That's a borderline sociopath, okay? That's for another video. Trust me, how to recognize a sociopath. Comment below if you want that. Red flag number 10. He is disrespectful to you, to others, to your friends, to your family members. Just plain rude, mean, and disrespectful. This is a major character flaw, especially if a guy does not like your friends, if a guy does not like people that are important and dear to your heart. If a guy always talks about your friends and how much he doesn't like you, this can go two ways. It's either he has something to hide and that your friends can actually suss him out, or it's two, he wants to separate you from your friends so he can isolate you, which is where most abuse happens. He wants you to turn on your friends so all you have is him. He wants you to be his only friend. That's scary, dangerous, red flag, borderline abuser. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.